Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. My name's John Boy, and I'm joined by my co-host and best friend, Jake. He's in Nashville, I'm in New Jersey, and we're going to preview this game coming to you from Houston, Texas. It's Game 6, Yankees versus the Astros. Who's going to win an elimination game for the Yankees? Jake, how you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm expecting at least 9 innings. Both teams are going to hit pitch and field.
9 full innings?
I don't know, Jim. I didn't fucking say that. Did we start?
It's been going, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Ben has starts.
This is
I'm good, man. I think you and I both have a serious case of nervous energy because we've had good vibes for the past 24 hours that we didn't expect to get, and now there's a chance to have even better vibes or just like a pen jab into our trachea.
Ooh, you think it's going to be pen trachea time?
Could be.
Think so?
I think I'd try to keep the winning going for the Yankees.
Okay.
What are you doing over there?
I forgot to change the positions on the lineup.
God.
And you know people love correcting mistakes.
Yeah.
And like, you know, we're fucking trying our hardest over here. You know Glaber's not playing center field.
I don't, well, now that you say it, it makes sense, but I don't know. It's Game 6.
So I'm going to switch it because more people are going to come in, and they're going to think they're the first person that ever discovered a wrong lineup. They're going to say, the lineup's wrong. Do you guys know the lineup's wrong? And then
this is Jimmy apologizing.
Sorry that. No, I'm not apologizing.
That was your apology.
I'm not apologizing. I'm going to name this new lineup called Pregame Show Template ALCS Game 6, Not Sorry. Wow. So take that apology, Jake.
I mean, it's just a part of the apology. It's not a great part of it.
It's a shitty apology.
It's just an angle in it.
Well, the lineup is as follows. DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing first base. Aaron Judge in there playing right field, batting second. Gleyber Torres is playing second base and batting third. Aaron Hicks, cleanup. He came through yesterday when the first three got on. He cleaned them up, and hopefully he can do the same today. Edwin Encarnacion is DH and batting fifth. Didi's at short, Gary's catching, Gio's at third, Gardner in left field, and the goose is loose on the bump. No Stanton. No Giancarlo Stanton. Yankees have won every game Stanton's in. They have lost every game he's not in. How much does he have to do with that? Probably not a lot, but maybe I'll give him like half a percentage out of 100%. I don't know the reasoning why he's out. I don't know if they actually plan on pinch hitting him whenever they bring in a lefty reliever. They don't have lefty relievers. Why is he not in? Did he get hurt again?
I don't think they've said anything yet, but that would be my only thinking. Because otherwise, why? And I don't know. He played for the first time in a while. The last percentage number they dropped on him running wise was 60%, which you don't normally see athletes allowed to play at 60% anymore. But it was an elimination game. I'm assuming he either re-aggravated it or he's not feeling good. Otherwise, he'd be in there.
Yeah. Do you think this opens up some fire for Edwin? Like, does this guarantee a big game out of Edwin because he's pissed he got benched?
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I think
no, guarantee.
Okay,
does it?
Yeah, guarantee.
Question mark.
But no.
I'm in agreement. I don't think it guarantees.
I think the bigger thing that you could try to spin off that is just having the off day. Edwin had to sit a game. And you see that when guys are in slumps in the regular season. That's like a normal thing. Postseason, there's normally not time or situation for that. Edwin comes back, and again, we need anything. Like, we're up to four again. Our top four we believe in. Bottom five are struggling / we're not in love with right now.
Yeah. But the same goes for Houston, man. I was on WFN with Evan, and I was saying, like, we're so consumed with what our lineup's doing. Think of how mad Yankees fans are at Gary Sanchez, which is rightfully so. He hasn't done anything. Astros have
a homer.
Yeah, yeah. Astros have two players in the middle of their lineup that have done less than Gary Sanchez.
Yeah.
And no one's hitting. And they benched their starting catcher today because he was 0 for 4 games.
Yeah.
So, like, both teams have problems. Both teams have a mountain of good, and then it just bottoms out. And Hicks needs to be our fourth, because right now the Yankees only have three good players. DJ, Judge, Glaber. They're the only three with more than three hits in the five games. And they need protection, and they need someone to drive them in. And that's what Hicks did yesterday, and Hicks is going to need to do today, or Edwin. And he's going to need to step up. For the Astros, they have four. They have Springer, Altuve, Brantley, Bregman. Those are their four that have more than three hits in the five games. And Bregman's not seeing a fucking pitch because Curiel's behind him, who's won for five games. He's got one hit in five games. So it's really either this game is, does Curiel pick up, join the mountain for the Astros? Does Hicks pick up and join the mountain for the Yankees? Or is there a fucking craziness from the bottom of the order that comes through?
And I mean, not even craziness, maybe a hit.
Yeah.
Maybe a walk. I mean, you're talking about, and it's something that made the Yankees lineup special through the season, was that bottom of the lineup could set the table for LeMahieu or Judge or whoever was up there and feeling good at the time. And Gio and Gardy are two guys that can do that. And if they could, there's been a couple times that the Astros' bottom of the lineup has fed the top of the lineup. You know, not a lot of rippers, but, I mean, we saw it yesterday, Mariznick, and there was a walk to the catcher, Chirinos. And you know, they had two runners on top of their lineup. Yanks haven't had that at all. We haven't seen LeMahieu come up first and third, no outs. We haven't seen anything close to that. So it would be really cool if the bottom of the lineup could do something to give those guys a chance, and we don't have to say, well, Hicks is still his third game back, and Edwin is shook. Set up the good guys to be good, or someone just step up and have a special day.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
And I think we're gonna, Jim, because we rope-a-dope them.
I'm having a special. I'm having a special day, but it's a different
conversation. Tell us about it.
I went to Barnes & Noble today.
Okay.
So I'm riding pretty high.
Did you get anything?
Oh yeah, I got two books.
Nice.
I had five in my hands. I got two. Okay, what's your theory about Peacock? And I'm cooking buffalo pot stickers, so.
I might go to a bookstore, but if I do, it's just to get more Vandy swag. They got a good swag store here. Jim, end of last game. Brad Peacock comes in.
Yeah?
First appearance.
Yes.
I think Judge goes down looking, fastball down the middle.
Yeah.
Yankees rope-a-doped him.
Yeah, Gardner grounded out. On the second pitch of the at-bat.
Yeah.
DJ LeMahieu. He went 1-1 was the count. Deep fly ball. And then Judge struck out looking. And yeah, it was a big-time rope-a-dope. I mean, DJ ball, called strike. He's like, I'll just fly out. Because we got this locked up. Judge, He gets called strike, then he just fouls one back lazily. And then he just takes strike three down the middle. Not because he didn't want to hit. He's just rope-a-doping him. So
yeah, look, end of the day, Houston's like, yeah, Peacock looks solid. Let's send him out there tomorrow. Brad Peacock.
You pee out of your cock?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Every day.
The first pitcher in nearly 100 years to pitch the final inning of a postseason game, then start the next game on zero rest. Jim, do you know the other two guys?
Well, I know that my dude Orville Overall definitely did it.
No.
Yeah.
So it was Firpo, Marbury, and Three Finger Brown.
Three Finger Brown. Illegal. Guy doesn't have enough fingers.
That used to be your old college nickname.
Three Finger Brown?
Yeah.
Are you talking about anal penetration with three of my fingers?
I didn't bring that up at all.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
It was your old college nickname, man.
Oh.
Like, some guys are nicknamed Rocky. Like, that was me, for example, just because people called me Rocky. You were Three Finger Brown. No one knows why.
I don't remember why.
I don't know why.
Was it because that time I fell asleep on the front porch with my hand on the railing and three of my fingers got really tan and the rest of my body didn't?
I don't recall.
I'm trying to figure it out, too, myself.
If anyone think it was just one of those things, like, oh, there goes Handsome, there goes Rocky Storielli, oh, there's Three Finger Brown, O'Brien.
Yeah. Yeah. Wish we could figure it out. So Peacock starting for the Houstons, and who knows what they'll do. We talked about it last night. Probably, I mean, Joe Smith scares me. Urquidy's probably going to get some good run. I think the Astros will allow their guys to go a little longer, whereas the Yankees, like they might allow Peacock to go batter by batter until he looks like, shit, we got to take Peacock out.
Right.
He does have a pitch limit at some point. Urquidy, he probably, if he's looked good, they could probably run him for until he, like, they're like, all right, batter by batter. The Yankees, on the other hand, I think are going to be a little bit more mixy, matchy. Hap, we need you to come in and get these two guys.
Do you think the thing that was circling around the internet, because I think you and I were all over it, talking about what this Yankees pitching path to victory will look like. Do they, game six, do they save an extra inning guy?
The Yankees?
Because that was the big thing. It's like, oh, no, the Yanks will have to save Happer, have to save someone for extra innings. I don't think they do. I think it's all hands on deck.
Knocker or Sessa, save those
like,
two.
Like maybe Tyler Lyons. But yeah, I don't think you come in today with an extra inning guy. I know that might even sound dumb to some people, but guess what? If you can't tie it and get to extras, you lose the series. So it's all hands on deck. I think innings, you and I believe innings 3 through 5 are going to be just a Yankees slot fest of pitchers.
Until we get to the big guns.
Sure.
Chapman is going to go 9 outs.
No.
Nah.
Definitely not.
Someone asked if we're worried about Chad because they saw him so much.
No, I mean, I think Chad made one mistake. Correa got on top of it. He had that incredible practice swing. Great stuff there by Smoltzy.
Commentated on a practice swing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What'd he say? He's a pitcher.
Correa did like the Paul O'Neill chopping wood practice swing, and then his home run off Chad Green was similar, and he was like, man, look at that.
Yeah. That's cool.
So that's where we're at. I've got a Jakey positive spin zone on this, because you're right. It could be the Astros have seen a lot from him. But, I mean, Chad Green, you kind of know what's coming anyways.
Yeah, fastballs and a slider.
I think Chad Green will be on the mound today saying he gave up his one mistake of the series. He's done. I think he's going to be locked in and shove.
I hope so, man. The biggest thing is, let me take a video of you for my Instagram.
You know,
Thanks. It's just a picture. Just a picture. The biggest thing is, Jake, Yankees pitchers shouldn't be allowed to blow the game. Besides Britton and Chapman. Like, I don't think any Yankee pitcher is going to be given enough leash to, like, if you say, like, Chad loads them up in the first with one out.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Chad's probably out of this game. Say they bring in Johnny Lasagna and he walks a guy. He's probably out of the game. Say they bring in Sessa. He walks a guy.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would be the other guy you'd have to lump in would be Canely. I mean, they're expecting a full inning out of Tommy Canely.
So, yeah, so just the three at the back end. Anyone else, yeah. I don't think they're going to. So that's why I think this game might be super low scoring, because the Astros might have the same thing where it's like, we're not going to let a guy just blow an inning. Yeah. Like, they're not going to let, like, they let Verlander pitch out of the first because he's Verlander and he's got a track record and he's fucking fantastic and he was good the rest of the game. They're not going to let Peacock give up four in the first.
No, I think the only. Yeah, it starts getting tricky. I mean, how many arms do you have? If this game does start to go in the Yankees' favor, you know, I know Hinch was doing the whole, you know, yeah, we're one game at a time. We're just trying to win everything. But at the same time, I mean, they're going to – if the Yankees do start doing well, I mean, Houston has Gerrit Cole on deck. So I think everyone is available for Houston. I think you're right. They're not going – I don't even think Urquidy, Peacock, James, the more stretched out guys, I think you're right. If they get into trouble, they're getting the plug yanked out.
Yeah, I agree.
This game could be ugly, huh?
Oh, it might be like bad baseball. Like, like
it could be two walks, pull a pitcher,
yeah,
another walk, fly out, pull a pitcher. Yep. Yeah, this game is going to suck.
It could be like don't show a new fan this game. It could be one of those.
It could be, okay, here's a fan that you can put in the window, and it's a box fan.
Yeah.
And then it's like, put that on the ceiling? Uh-huh. That's a ceiling fan.
Yep. Yeah. Don't forget a hand fan. There's no way you get it done with your hat. There's no way.
There's no way I get it done.
Did you do it yesterday?
Are you some sort of asshole?
Have one.
Been had one.
Our hats fell at the same time. That's good luck. Okay, well, we got that out of the way. That's
Homer Carraff?
No, I'm not ready yet.
What about now?
Okay. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Nice. Jake, did you know that you had DJ LeMahieu yesterday and you had Hicks and they both homered? And you didn't even really get to choose them. You kind of like they were your options. So the Homer draft is fucking wild. I mean, I'm proud of you every day. Just so proud of you. But there's some black magic going on where your entire season of good picks is kind of in question now.
James.
Yeah.
Homer draft, it's the Homer draft, has always been about strategy. And I was saving them for this game.
I think
how many homers do you have this series?
Jake, I'm proud of you.
How many homers have you guessed correctly this series?
Zero.
How many have I got?
Four.
Wow.
But this one you lucked into. It's or you know
no,
what?
No.
You know what? Hey, how about this? You just got a little Rain Man in you when it comes to the homer draft.
No, I'm just better at you than it.
And because of a little something wrong with your brain.
You're a competitor, and that's fine, but you're just getting abused in this.
Oh, I'm happy for you.
No.
We found your thing.
That inside is sad to the fact that you're comparing me to Rain Man.
Yeah. So, I'm just saying that.
Who are you taking with the first pick?
I have the first pick? Who can I even take? Have I taken everyone? Is there someone I haven't taken
yet? So it depends who's in the lineup, and then I think we're running into doubles today.
So can you read the lineup off to me, and I'll tell you if I've taken them?
DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah, can't take him.
Judge.
Can't take him.
Labor.
Can't take him.
Hicks.
Can't take him.
Edwin.
Cannot take him.
Didi.
Cannot take him.
Gary.
Cannot take him.
Gio. Hey.
Okay, I have Gio. Hell yeah. And I've already taken Gardner. Okay.
Well, it's my pick anyways. So, yes, I think Ford will be open. Is there anyone I haven't taken? Let's see. DJ, Judge, Glaber, Hixie. I think I'm good.
Edwin, Didi, Gary, Gio, Gardner. Yeah, we used everyone.
All right. So we're cycling through again. This gets tricky.
Everyone's rooting for you to pick the right people because they're a homer.
There's no tomorrow.
What the fuck?
Aaron Judge.
Take that back. You know how that could scare some people?
Oh, you're playing like there's no tomorrow, Jim. That's what they're all saying in the clubhouse.
Oh, my God.
Homer draft.
That's a fucked up way to drop the end of the world on someone.
Get your stuff together.
Just scare me to death. Okay, so you're taking Judge.
And then I will take Gary Sanchez.
Okay. Well, all right. I have I'm not taking someone that I think's gonna homer because I'm bad luck.
No, man. You're doing the 2017 argument. Like the Yankees hit too many homers. No, man. We would love if you could pick a Yankee home run. We're begging for it.
But I can't. I think I'm bad luck.
Well, you got to, man. It's time.
Okay, I'm taking Glaber then.
Okay.
I feel bad about it.
You should feel good about it.
I'm taking Stanton. Pinch hit homer.
You're doing a three-guy day?
No, I'm not taking Gio and Stanton.
But you wrote Glaber.
Wait, hold on.
I mean, jeez, this is why you struggle with the homer draft. You're running laps around yourself.
Stop asking people. Giancarlo back on the bench. Did they say why? I need to find out.
What do you think the over-under is?
Oh, I think it's 7.5.
I'll go 8 for shits and giggles. No, I'm going 7.5. We're lockstep in the over-under.
I'm taking Glaber.
Yeah, we know. We already had that decided a while ago.
Okay, cool.
The over-under in the baseball match today is... Oh, God, it's unlisted on my phone.
Wow, 3?
Vegas is scared. Let's see. Yanks, Astros... Over under. Let's get Google search. Oh, mama. Oh, hell yeah.
Time to put on that party dress. Sing me a song. Don't stay long. I'm Tom Petty.
Please show me your dong.
I just had a stomach drop. Just everyone know, I just had a stomach drop because of Seve's quotes.
Okay.
You know I don't like
the website that just came up for me. Seve's not involved in this game, is he?
He's not, but he's giving a press conference talking about how excited he is to get the ball in Game 7. Seve, shut up!
Yeah. There's no tomorrow. This has the over-under at 8.5.
That's too high.
Yeah.
I'm going under.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like I said, I don't think a pitcher is going to be given enough rope to fuck this game up.
Right. You need enough rope to hang yourself.
How much rope do you think you would need to hang yourself? Not a real hanging, just for fun.
Or like what, 4 feet minimum?
I was thinking like a foot. And then you just take the rope and you kind of just put it around your neck and just pull real hard. But I think that's strangling. I don't think that's hanging. I think that's strangling. Yeah.
So
4 feet? Hope to never see you with rope, if I'm being honest. It'll be like in Shawshank Redemption when, you know, he borrows some rope and everyone's like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a movie. No, I've used rope for some pretty useful stuff before. Big fan of rope.
We don't want to hear about your erotic asphyxiation.
Use rope. Tie something on the top of the roof, the car.
Yeah, that's always good.
It's always good.
Name another reason, a good reason to use rope.
Rope. Fucking rope. Boondock Saints, man. Classic. Anything else, or are you just nervous still?
Nervous still. Well, I'm not that nervous, man, because I died after game four.
Right.
I will not get as low as I was after game four.
Right, we've been roped back in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I have faith that the Yankees can win this game. You know, I'm not like, I don't think the season's long gone, but I accepted death once.
Right.
So even though I'm alive again, it's still like, I'm not going to go back. Like, you know, I'm not going to be that sad sack of shit again.
Right. That's why you've had the Jon Snow, like, miserable face this whole time.
This is my face, man. You're the one that got a fake tan last night.
That's why they call them three finger brown people.
Are you serious?
What are your final words for today?
Goose!
Goose! Get him, chat!
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.